Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says at BRICS, no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology or supply chain. Urges grouping nations to collectively pursue responsible use of AI. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh highlights success of Operation Sindoor boosted global demand for India's indigenous defence products. Supreme Court to hear petitions against special intensive revision by Election Commission in Bihar on Thursday. Met Department issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh and orange alert for Uttarakhand today. And in Wimbledon tennis, Yuki Bhamri and his American partner Robert Galloway to play third round of men's doubles this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. He said in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making their supply chains resilient. The Prime Minister said this while participating in the outreach session on strengthening multilateralism, economic financial affairs and artificial intelligence in Rio de Janeiro. Mr. Modi said the focus should be on demand-driven decision-making, long-term financial sustainability and maintaining a healthy credit rating in the BRICS new development bank projects. Prime Minister Modi said the progress and well-being of people largely depend on technology, especially artificial intelligence in the 21st century. The Prime Minister called on BRICS nations to collectively pursue the responsible use of artificial intelligence, AI, highlighting the importance of balancing innovation with governance. India has said the BRICS leaders' declaration has captured most of the concerns of the Global South. Addressing the media after the conclusion of the first day of the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Damu Ravi, said Prime Minister Modi strongly articulated the need for the reform in the multilateral global organizations.
He reiterated that the global organizations of the 20th century lacked the capacity to deal with the challenges of the 21st century. And therefore, he underscored the importance of reforming the multilateral organization. He called for a multipolar and inclusive world order and stated that the global governance institution must undergo urgent reform to reflect the contemporary realities and times.
During one of his interventions in a session, the Prime Minister had said that the UN Security Council, IMF, World Bank and WTO must undergo immediate reforms to reflect contemporary realities and challenges. Secretary Damu Ravi also said the condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack in the strongest terms, unanimously by all the countries, was another highlight of the summit.
Honourable Prime Minister's visit assumes added importance. And the fact that India is a founding member of the BRICS, India had always participated in the BRICS summit, and also the fact that next year India will be taking over the chair. Honourable Prime Minister's participation assumes greater significance and importance given that background.
We now go over to our correspondent Sudhindra in Rio de Janeiro for more. Sudhindra, what more information can you share with us on the summit?
Valsad, India has played a significant role during the BRICS summit in Brazil. This is because India is the founding member of BRICS and will be taking over the chair next year. India will carry forward these agendas during its chairmanship when BRICS comes to India. Secretary Economic Relations Ravi has also opined that the visit of Prime Minister Modi at the BRICS assumes added importance as it elevated the summit. Well, the second day of BRICS today, there will be three sessions on environment, COP30 and global health. Prime Minister will reiterate India's deep commitment to environmental action. He will also elaborate on the initiatives taken by India to take pro-people and pro-planet growth and development. He will highlight initiatives on International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, Biofuel Alliance, Big Cat Mission. And, Indian Ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, informed yesterday that four MOUs will be signed during Prime Minister's state visit on July 8th in Brasilia. These will be to work together on counter-terrorism, to mutually share confidential information, cooperate in renewable energy and agricultural research. Valsa.
Thank you, Sudhindra. On the sidelines of the ongoing BRICS summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral meetings with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim and President of Cuba Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermudez in Rio de Janeiro. With Prime Minister Ibrahim, Mr. Modi reviewed progress in various areas of India-Malaysia comprehensive strategic partnership, including defense, counter-terrorism, education, trade and investment, and pharma. The Prime Minister exchanged views with the Cuban President on various facets of India-Cuba relationship, including economic cooperation, biotechnology, Ayurveda and traditional medicine, and UPI. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that his administration will impose an additional 10% tariff on countries aligning themselves with what he termed as anti-American policies of the BRICS. In a social media post, he said there will be no exception to this policy. Trump's remarks came after the BRICS, a grouping of Brazil, China, South Africa and India, condemned the increase in tariffs by the U.S. In its meeting in Brazil, the grouping also condemned the recent U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. Meanwhile, Trump has announced that U.S. tariff letters and deals with various countries from around the world will be delivered starting today. The Trump administration's 90-day pause on higher duties is set to expire on Wednesday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the capability of India's domestic equipment demonstrated during the recent Operation Sindoor has increased the global demand for its defence and indigenous products. Speaking at the Controllers' Conference in New Delhi today, the Defence Minister highlighted that India's defence industries have immense possibilities. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has almost achieved self-reliance in the defence sector. He said most of the defence equipment which was imported previously from foreign countries is now being manufactured in the country itself.
हमारा डिफेंस एक्सपेंडिचर कुछ ऐसा होना चाहिए जिसमें सिर्फ हमारा बजट न बढ़े बल्कि उस बजट का राइट डिप्लॉयमेंट एट द राइट टाइम फॉर द राइट ऑब्जेक्टिव भी उतना ही जरूरी हो. आज हमारे डिफेंस सेक्टर की ओर पूरी दुनिया की निगाहें हैं. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान जो हमने शौर्य दिखाया है हमारे सेना के जवानों ने, जो हमें डोमेस्टिक इक्विपमेंट की क्षमता का प्रदर्शन किया है, उसके बाद हमारे इंडिजिनस प्रोडक्ट की ग्लोबल डिमांड और बढ़ रही है.
The Defence Minister stressed upon defence economics in today's era where rearmament and related investments are rapidly increasing. Mr. Singh said today almost all the major countries including USA and European nations are rapidly increasing their defence expenditure. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the railway is committed for development of the nation. Addressing a gathering at Karpuri Gram railway station in Samastipur in Bihar, Mr. Vaishnav said more than 33,000 kilometres of new rail lines have been laid in the past 11 years. He said railways is witnessing metamorphosis in the NDA regime with more state-of-the-art high-speed trains and technology. Earlier, Mr. Vaishnav inaugurated several passenger-related amenities, including passenger waiting hall and redeveloped entrance of Karpuri Gram station. He also laid the foundation stone for upgradation of Karpuri Gram station, a new level crossing RUB, with project cost over 17 crore rupees. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has called for a multi-stakeholder approach to boost maize cultivation in the country. He emphasized that state and central government scientists, farmers, agricultural universities and industry must work together to fulfill this goal. Mr. Singh said this while addressing the FICCI's 11th India Maize Summit in New Delhi today.
मैं चाहता हूं वन एग्रीकल्चर, वन नेशन, वन एग्रीकल्चर एंड वन टीम, इन सब की मिला के एक टीम बननी चाहिए जो एक दिशा में चले, तब हम तेजी से आगे बढ़ेंगे। और इसलिए फिक्की की अनुशंसाएं मेरे पास आएंगी तो मैं उनको गंभीरता से लूंगा, लेकिन विन विन सिचुएशन रहनी चाहिए, किसान को भी फायदा और उद्योग को भी फायदा।
The Supreme Court today agreed to hear a batch of petitions challenging the Election Commission's decision to undertake a special intensive revision of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. The matter will be heard on Thursday. A bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Romalia Bakchi agreed to hear the pleas. The Commission's move was challenged in the Apex Court over the manner and timing of undertaking a special intensive revision in the state. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Maharashtra and Vidarbha today. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist R.K. Jainamani said that a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall is being issued for Odisha, Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh, while an orange alert has been issued for Uttarakhand today.
The low pressure area over Gangetic West Bengal still persists. And because of that, we are getting heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over East Central India, mainly Odisha, Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh. We have given red color warning for next 24 hours, that is for today, mainly for 7th July over Odisha, Chhattisgarh and East M. For western part of the country, mainly Gujarat and Rajasthan, heavy to very heavy rainfall we have given. Delhi will continue to get light to moderate rainfall during next 2 days. And for the Himalayan region, mainly Uttarakhand, we have given the orange color warning.
Continuous rain in Madhya Pradesh has affected normal life. Jabalpur, Mandla, Shahdol and Dindori in the state have been most affected. We have more from our correspondent.
Due to continuous heavy rainfall, 9 gates of Bargi Dam in Jabalpur have been opened, due to which the water level of Narmada River is continuously rising. The administration has issued an alert for low-lying areas. Schools in Jabalpur, Mandla, Balaghat and Dindori districts have been closed. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall today in Jabalpur, Sivni, Balaghat, Mandla and the Damoh districts. Prashant Sharma, Akashvani Samachar, Bhopal.
In Nagaland, incessant rainfall over the past several days has severely impacted normal life across the state, forcing the cancellation of all flight operations at the state's lone airport in Dimapur yesterday. However, the flight operations are normal now. The state is grappling with widespread impact of the monsoon, which has triggered severe waterlogging and landslides in several districts. Meanwhile, in most parts of Himachal Pradesh, people heaved a sigh of relief. As the spell of heavy rain subsided after this morning, the weather has remained clear in most areas of the state. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhamre alongside American partner Robert Galloway will play in the third round of the men's doubles in London today. Bhamre is the only Indian player still in contention. Meanwhile, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz staged a thrilling comeback to defeat Andrei Rublev and advanced to the Wimbledon quarterfinals, while women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka continued her dominant run with a straight sets victory over Elise Mertens. Today is the fifth day of the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra, the annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that commenced on the 3rd of this month, is going on smoothly and seamlessly from twin routes of Nunwan Pahalgam Base Camp. A report.
Amid an atmosphere of celebration and enthusiasm in entire Jammu and Kashmir for Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra, about 70,000 Yatris paid obeisance at the Holy Cave Shrine till yesterday evening. Thousands of Yatris are marching through twin routes of Baltal and Pahalgam base camps towards Holy Cave.
Baba ke liye bahut junoon hai yahan aane ka aur darne ki koi zarurat nahi hai. Pehle se safety aur zyada yahan pe mazboot hai.
गुजरात से आया हूँ और ये मेरी दूसरी दफा है यात्रा है. देखो कोई डर का माहौल है नहीं, चप्पे चप्पे पे सिक्योरिटी फोर्स लगी हुई है.
टिल 12 नून ओवर 13,300 यात्रीज पेड ओबीसेंस एट द होली केव श्राइन. तारिक रातर, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, श्रीनगर.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says that BRICS, no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chain. Urges grouping nations to collectively pursue responsible use of AI. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh highlights success of Operation Sindoor boosted global demand for India's indigenous defence products. Supreme Court to hear petitions against special intensive revision by Election Commission in Bihar on Thursday. Met Department issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, orange alert for Uttarakhand today. And with that, we end the midday news.